Mike Pastrick here. Can you hear me?
Hey, Joe Brennan here.
Two big dogs down there to play with. I know you don't go down there. Come on up here. Come on.
Hi, everyone. This is Legislative. Legislative Burns here.
Thanks, John.
Oh, who's on the line?
Thank you. Good evening, everyone. This is Dave Manchester, Chairman of the Chemung County Legislature. The time now is 7 p.m. on Monday, July 27th, 2020. This legislature is convened for a meeting of the standing committees. We are conducting this meeting via audio recorded teleconference, which is authorized under the governor's executive order issued from the New York statewide COVID-19 emergency. Executive Order 202.1 has amended Article 7 of the Public Officers Law to read, quote, to the extent necessary to permit any public body to meet and take such actions authorized by the law without permitting in-public, in-person access to meetings and authorizing such meetings to be held remotely by conference call or similar service, provided the meetings are recorded and made available to the public, end quote. Due to circumstances beyond our control, this meeting will not be available via live stream tonight. An audio recording of the meeting will be placed on the website at the public's access for the public's access at any time. I'd like to remind everyone on the line to keep your phones on mute unless you're speaking, and to help us out, proceed any questions or comments with your name first so that we know who's speaking. I'm present at the Hazlett Building with legislators Mark Markerson, Marty Chalk, William McCarthy, the clerk to the legislature, and the attorney to the legislature. At this time, I'll ask the clerk to call a roll of all members of the legislature in attendance. The clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Patrick?
Here.
Mr. Sweet?
Here.
Mr. Brennan?
Here.
Mr. Margeson?
Here.
Mr. Hyland?
Here.
Mrs. Sunsire?
Here.
Mrs. Woodard?
Here.
Mr. Buren?
Here.
Mr. Chalk?
Here.
Mr. Briggs?
Here.
Mr. McCarthy?
Here.
Mr. Drake?
Here.
Mr. Smith?
Here.
Mr. Strange?
Here.
Mr. Manchester?
Here. Having confirmed the attendance of all the members of the legislature, I deem a quorum present for each of our standing committees. At this time, I'll ask if there's any other county employees on the line who haven't been identified and who may participate in this meeting this evening. Are there any county employees?
Mr. Chairman, Vinny Azzarelli.
Thank you, Mr. Azzarelli. Any other county employees? Hearing none, we'll move on. At this time, before we begin our committee meetings, I'll turn it over to Mr. Azzarelli, who will give us an update on the COVID-19 situation in the county, if you've got any questions. Mr. Azzarelli, I'll turn this over to you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Are there any questions?
Yes, this is Legislator Sunsire. I'm not sure if this is best directed to you, Mr. Azzarelli, or to Chairperson Manchester, but we're aware of the executive order that allows meetings to be held virtually. It's the law that you cited to, or the executive order that you cited to at the start of the meeting. Yet most counties at this point are meeting in person. Their legislatures are meeting in person, even those that are downstate. Can one of you give us an update as to why we are continuing not to meet in person and allow members of the public to attend?
I will address that. I had a discussion with Vice Chairman Buren the other day and with our council, Mr. Meggs, and we have determined that we are shooting a target date of opening back up for our September meetings. We have a plan in place. We will get that out to all the legislators so that they can renew it or review it. We will run it by the health department again to make sure that there's no updates that we need to address. And so our target is September. That seems to be a good time. That's when everyone thinks that summer is done and you're coming back out and kids should be going to school and everything else. So that's our target date.
Chairperson Manchester, if I may, can you tell us specifically why we've had such a delay in resuming when so many counties, even, you know, nearby counties, downstate counties, have resumed, you know, as early as May, and most have resumed now?
Well, we have never interrupted our meetings and never kept the public from commenting. What we have done is taken the safe approach and allowed those to be at home that wanted to stay at home. We have opened it up for the committee room here for, we figured 10 people is a safe number in here. So we have opened it up. I do know that our adjoining county, Schuyler County, solved their situation by going to a different room. They go to a different building to get the social distancing, and that seems to be our problem. But we have that addressed in our plan so that we can resume. I don't think there's any, as taking the lead from our governor, I don't think there's any problems with being a little cautious on this. And at this point, I think all the people over the past few months have learned what we can do, what we can't do, what works, what doesn't work. So rolling all that into everything, I think it's probably a good time in September to open this back up. Mr. Azzarelli?
I have a question for Mr. Azzarelli.
Yes, ma'am.
We have recently had one person, one employee diagnosed at the nursing facility. Has, with all the additional testing that they do, has anybody else tested positive at this point at our nursing facility?
No, ma'am.
That's great news. Thank you.
If has, I hope that all the legislators have gone to the website and looked at the COVID complaint page. It's very interesting, and it's worth looking at.
Right,
and if there's no other questions, Mr. Manchester, I turn it back to you.
Thank you, Mr.
Azzarelli. This is Legislator Sunfire. I actually have an additional question.
For
Mr. Azzarelli, and you know, as with anything, if you can answer, that's great. If not, maybe Steve Hoover could address this at our budget meeting. But the as you and I actually discussed today, the NYSAC issued its latest report very recently, and the projections are significant, projecting that over between 2020 and 2021, on the mild end, potential losses of $15 million for Chemung County up to $29 million on the more severe end, which obviously is not good news given where our current reserve level is. Can you tell us, you know, in as much detail as you can, what is going into the planning process to kind of get ready for that kind of hit? And if, you know, if you can't give us a whole lot of detail, could you ask Mr. Hoover to give us some more specifics next week? Because, I mean, this is all obviously right on the horizon for us.
Ma'am, the only thing I can tell you is, you know, we've been trying to get ahead of this by freezing a lot of things and canceling, delaying, and postponing. And I will defer to Steve Hoover on that one, and I'll have him ready to brief you.
Thank you.
Any other questions for Mr. Azzarelli? Very good. Continuing with our meeting. Call order the Aviation Committee meeting. Mr. Sweet.
Thank you. So I'll call the Aviation Committee to order. No communications. Two resolutions, motion, and notices. Without objection, I'll combine the two resolutions. Number one, resolution authorizing advertisement for a proposal on behalf of the Elmira Corning Regional Airport. This is for the AM. Number two, resolution authorizing task order number 04B with McFarland Johnson on behalf of the Elmira Corning Regional Airport. Have a motion, please.
Johnson.
I think I heard two people. So we have a motion and a second. Any questions or discussion? Hearing none, roll call, please.
Mr. Margeson?
Aye.
Mrs. Sunfire?
Aye.
Mrs. Woodard?
Aye.
Mr. Chalk?
Aye.
Mr. Sweet?
Aye. Any old business? Any new business? Motion for adjournment.
Yes, this is the legislator, Brennan. I have a question.
Sure.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, I was just wondering if with the emplanements being down, if the loss of PFCs poses a problem for any projects that we may have at the airport that rely on the PFCs for their financial support.
Well, if there's someone there who can better answer that, but I'll tell you, if we're not bringing in the tickets, we're certainly not collecting the PFCs. But
Legislator Sweet, Tom Freeman talked about this a little bit, and the money that was granted to the airport covered PFCs to some extent. So right now there is no issue.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks for the question. Thanks for the answer. Any other questions or answers for the new business? With that, hearing none, I'll take a motion for adjournment.
Woodard.
And a second. Aye. Thank you for adjournment.
Very good. Now I'll turn the meeting over to Mr. Buren so we can call the Buildings and Grounds Committee to order.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I call the Buildings and Grounds Committee to order. We have no communications. We have two resolutions. Resolution number one is a resolution authorizing intermunicipal agreement with the Village of Elmira Heights on behalf of the Chemung County Department of Building and Grounds. And this is for street, highway, and lighting devices. Can I have a motion, please?
McCarthy.
And a second?
Smith.
Thank you. Any questions or comments? Would the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Sweet?
Aye.
Mr. Murchison?
Aye.
Mr. McCarthy?
Aye.
Mr. Smith?
Aye.
Mr. Aaron?
Aye. Resolution carries. Resolution number two is a resolution authorizing an agreement with LaBella Associates on behalf of the Chemung County Department of Building and Grounds, and this is for architectural engineering services at the Justice Building to service a generator project. May I have a motion, please?
Margeson.
And a second?
McCarthy.
Any questions or comments? Hearing none, would the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Sweet?
Aye.
Mr. Margeson?
Aye.
Mr. McCarthy?
Aye.
Mr. Smith?
Aye.
Mr. Buren?
Aye. Do we have any old business? Any new business? Could I have a motion for adjournment, please?
Margeson.
In a second?
McCarthy.
Thank you. We stand adjourned.
Thank you, Mr. Buren. This time I'll turn the meeting over to Mr. Pastrick to call to order the Correction and Law Enforcement Committee meeting. Mr. Pastrick.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. At this time I call the Corrections and Law Enforcement meeting to order. And under communications, we have none. And under resolutions, motions, and notices, I would like to combine all four if there's no objections. Hearing no objections, I'll read one through four and we'll continue on from there. Number one, resolution authorizing agreement with Western New York Polygraph Services, Inc. on behalf of the Chemung County Probation Department, FORA Probationers. Number two, resolution adopting updated hazardous migration plan on behalf of the Chemung County Office of Fire and Emergency Management. Number three, resolution authorizing the application for an acceptance of supplemental grant funding from the New York State Office of Homeland Security and Emergency Services on behalf of Chemung County Office of Fire and Emergency Management, FY 2020 Emergency Management Performance Grant COVID-19 Supplemental Program. And four, resolution authorizing the application for an acceptance of grant from the U.S. Department of Justice on behalf of the Chemung County Sheriff and its FY 2020 COP Community Policing Development Migrant Program. I have a motion, please.
Strange.
Drake.
Okay. Any questions or statements on all four of them? If none, clerk, please call the roll.
Mrs. Sunsire?
Aye.
Mr. Drake?
Aye.
Mr. Smith?
Aye.
Mr. Strange?
Aye.
Mr. Pastrick?
Aye. So this carried. And is there any old business? Any new business? Motion to adjourn, please.
Strange.
Drake.
Okay, we are adjourned.
Thank you, Mr. Pastrick. At this time, I'll turn the meeting over to Mr. Brennan to call to order the Health and Human Services Committee meeting. Mr. Brennan.
Thank you. I'd now like to call to order the Health and Human Services Committee meeting. We have nothing on our communications, two resolutions, motions, and notices. Unless there's any objection, I'd like to combine 1 through 7. All right, hearing none, I'll read 1 through 7. 1, resolution authorizing agreement with Dent Care Dental Services PC on behalf of the Chemung County Nursing Facility. 2, resolution authorizing agreement with Catholic Charities, Inc. on behalf of the Chemung County Department of Social Services and Mental Hygiene. 3, resolution authorizing agreement with Comprehensive Interdisciplinary Developmental Services, Inc. on behalf of the Chemung County Departments of Social Services and Mental Hygiene. 4, resolution authorizing agreement with Aspire Hope New York, Inc. on behalf of the Chemung County Department of Mental Hygiene. 5, resolution authorizing memorandum of understanding with the Elmira Psychiatric Center on behalf of the Chemung County Department of Mental Hygiene. 6, resolution authorizing agreement with Cornell Cooperative Extension of Chemung County on behalf of the Chemung County Department of Mental Hygiene. 7, resolution authorizing an independent consultant agreement with James Mark on behalf of the Chemung County Executive.
Porter makes a motion.
All right, could I get a second, please?
Great.
Thank you. Okay, do we have any questions on any of them, 1 through 7?
Yes. Legislator Buren, this is Legislator Sunsire. Can you provide us with just a brief background of Mr. Mark, more out of curiosity than anything else?
All right, that's, I know that this is an agreement that we've had in the past, because his name sounds familiar, or at least we've done business with Mr. Mark. Do we have anybody on the line that would be able to provide more information?
Mr. Brennan?
Yeah.
This is Dave Manchester. I've asked Mr. Azzarelli to be able to answer that question. So, Mr. Azzarelli?
Yes, sir. Mr. Marks is an administrator at Bethany, and this is a 3-month contract to work part-time and administering and working with the chief nursing over there as they search for a replacement for the former director. So we've got somebody very experienced from the community working to keep us vibrant and moving forward.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
And Mr. Azzarelli, am I correct in my recollection of his name? Has he done other work for the county in the past?
He may have, not to my knowledge at this time. I haven't been involved with the county too much.
You're correct. Okay. All right. Do we have any other questions on any of them, 1 through 7? Our clerk, please call the roll.
Mrs. Sunsire?
Aye.
Mrs. Woodard?
Aye.
Mr. Briggs?
Aye.
Mr. Drake?
Aye.
Mr. Brennan?
Aye. All right. Resolutions are carried. Is there any old business? Any new business? Motion for adjournment, please.
Drake.
Woodard.
All right, we are adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Brennan. At this time, I'd like to turn the meeting over to Mr. Strange to call to order the Highway Committee meeting. Mr. Strange.
Thank you. I'd like to call the Highway Committee meeting to order. Under communications, Cindy forwarded us the monthly report from Andy Avery from the Highway Department. If there's any questions that any of you have on this, feel free to email Andy and just copy myself, Chairman Manchester, and Mr. Azzarelli in the copy line so that we know what questions are being asked. Under resolutions, motions, and notices, I'd like to combine both resolutions if there is no objection. Resolution number 1, resolution awarding bids to various vendors for original equipment manufacturer repair parts on behalf of the Chemung County Department of Public Works. And resolution number 2, resolution authorizing purchase agreement with NAPA on behalf of the Chemung County Department of Public Works. for automotive and truck replacement parts. Can I have a motion, please?
Buren.
Brennan.
Thank you. Is there any questions or discussion on these two items? Seeing none, Cindy, could you call the roll?
Mr. Patrick?
Aye.
Mr. Brennan?
Aye.
Mr. Buren?
Aye.
Mr. Briggs? Mr. Briggs? Mr. Strange?
Aye. Is there any old business? Any new business? Can I have a motion to adjourn?
Pastor
Brennan.
Okay, we are adjourned.
Thank you, Mr. Strange. This time I'll turn the meeting over to Mrs. Woodard to call to order the multi-service committee meeting. Mrs. Woodard.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Manchester. I'd like to call the multi-services committee to order. There's no communications, resolutions, motions, and notices. I would like to combine numbers 1 through 10 and leave number 11 to stand alone if there is no objection. Okay, reading the resolution. Number 1, resolution authorizing agreement with New York State Board of Elections on behalf of the Chemung County Board of Elections. Number 2, resolution approving change order with Brobus on behalf of Chemung County Board of Elections. Number 3, resolution authorizing agreement with SYNRGO Incorporated on behalf of the Chemung County Clerk's Office. Number 4, resolution designating Nicolette Wagner, Commissioner of Planning, as certified officer for Chemung County Septic and Well Program 2020. Number 5, resolution approving change order number 05E to an agreement with Boyer Electric Incorporated on behalf of the Chemung County Elmira Sewer District. Number 6, resolution authorizing purchase agreement with Joe Johnson Equipment, LLC, on behalf of the Chemung County Sewer District. Number 7, resolution approving change order number 2 to an agreement with Grant Street Construction Incorporated on behalf of the Chemung County Elmira Sewer District. Number 8, resolution approving amendment number 2 to an agreement with Hunt Engineering Architects, Land Surveyors, and Landscape Architect, DPC, on behalf of the Chemung County Elmira Sewer District. Number 9, resolution authorizing agreement with Microsoft Incorporated on behalf of the Chemung County Information Technology Department. Number 10, resolution awarding bid to CP Ward Incorporated on behalf of the Chemung County Executive. Could I have a motion for 1 through 10, please? Did I have a second?
Briggs.
Thank you. Any questions on 1 through 10? Any questions at all? Clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Sweet?
Aye.
Mr. Hyland?
Aye.
Mr. Briggs?
Aye.
Mr. McCarthy?
Aye.
Ms. Woodard?
Aye. Resolution for carry. Number 11, resolution adopting live streaming policy for the Chemung County Legislature.
Sweet.
Briggs?
Are there any questions? I'd like to turn this over to Chairman Manchester for any comments before we ask questions.
Yes, thanks, Ms. Woodard. I'd just like to take a minute to thank the committee for all the time they put into this. I know that they did some research on other counties, other policies, and they put a lot of time into this. I'd like to thank Rodney Strange and Christina Sunsire. In particular, they brought their expertise with them to this committee after sitting in the live stream meetings that were of the IDA meetings that were mandated since January. They were able to shed some of their experience both live meetings and calling in remote, and I think that was helpful in developing the report and the policy. There was a suggestion that this may go on buildings and grounds. Clearly looking at the charter, multi-service is the place for policies, and so I just wanted to clear that up for the committee that that's why it's on this this agenda. And also too, you'll notice that the personnel committee, which is coming up next, has the report from the committee. It may at first blush look a little out of sequence, but the continuity there is that the committee was formed under the personnel committee, and the reports have to come back to the personnel committee. And probably typically what would have been happening is the personnel committee would have received the reports, there would have been discussion, and then the following month we would have put this on the multi-service committee meeting. There isn't any reason why we can't put it on this month and just explain why the report falls under the personnel committee. It was it's easy to explain that knowing that the committee was formed, you know, 5 years from now, if somebody wants to find out what the report was actually all about, it probably wouldn't be intuitive to go looking under the multi-service agenda. So that's why the report falls into the personnel committee. So again, I want to thank everyone for all of their input into this just explain a little bit of the process and procedure on that. So thank you, Mrs. Woodard.
Thank you, Mr. Manchester. I'll open it up now for questions.
This is Legislator Chalk. I think that with what we are all enduring right now, transparency and information are of paramount importance. And I think I echo Chairman Manchester's comments. Thanks for all the hard work on this. And I personally would like to see us go forward with this.
Thank you. Anyone else?
Yeah, this is Tom.
Yeah, go ahead.
So because there's a report in the personnel committee, and I looked at, is it the same verbiage that's under the resolution that's in multi-service?
Yes.
Okay, it's the same report. Okay, thank you.
Yes.
If I may, under the policy, paragraph F, the clerk of the legislature will have control of the internet broadcast. And then paragraph G, there'll be a kill switch area in the clerk. Will that be solely up to the recording clerk, or will the chairperson have discretion to hit the kill switch?
I believe that is worked out with IT as far as location goes. Obviously, we've got two different venues, the committee room and the chamber, so that will be discussed. Also, too, I'm relying on the experiences that have happened on the second floor as far as access to some of the switching. So again, that's where I was thanking, you know, some folks that have experienced that and bringing it forward. So it doesn't really answer your question, but we will have that capability in of two ways of cutting the feed and making sure that for executive sessions or anything like that, that it is definitely not broadcasting.
And Chairperson Manchester, this is Legislator Sunstar, if I can just speak to this briefly. The idea of the kill switch was a suggestion by Aaron Dowd, and that's where the sole expenditure would come in. It would be approximately $1,000 or less. And the idea of the kill switch, you know, in my mind, I think of it as akin to a fire alarm. The chances of ever having to use it are small, but it would be there in the event that something was happening at the meeting, you know, either public comment or some sort of discussion that was readily apparent to be inappropriate. So it would be a fix right to the wall near the clerk and the chairperson of the legislature have discretion to use it. Again, the opportunity to use it will hopefully not arise, but it's there as just a call to make sure that there isn't something that's inappropriately recorded and then broadcast to the community.
Well, also building off from that, it's a reassurance for the committee meeting here, the committee room, for folks that use this room for depositions, union negotiations, everything else. It's a comfort switch for them knowing that they control the ultimate kill on that. So it's not only for the legislature, but it's for other folks that may end up using this room and want to be assured that there's confidentiality.
Chairman Manchester, this is Rodney Strange. We actually used the kill button in the second floor meeting room at our IDA meeting last time because we went into executive session. So we actually saw how it worked and how it stopped the feed on the live feed. So it worked well.
Good. And again, thank you for bringing that expertise. It's helpful in developing our policies and practices.
Well, this is Tom again. It still doesn't answer the question, I think, that who's ultimately responsible of putting that switch? Is that going to be the chairperson's responsibility to make that decision?
I think what we were talking about in our committee that it could actually be on the desk or right by the desk, so the chair or the clerk would both have access to it or could immediately have access to it because it'll be up in the front of the room where the clerk sits.
And again, for the committee room, I would envision it being on the wall, similar to the second floor, so that there can be an assurance that it is not transmitting.
Hey, Joe Brennan here. I got a question. Along the lines of this, have there been any discussion of having a delay on the transmission of the live stream so that if there was anything inappropriate or that would necessitate the kill switch being hit, that you know, we might be able to get out in front of it?
This is Legislator Sunfire. There is a delay already. It's roughly 20 seconds. So we've played around with it. You might think 20 seconds isn't that long, but it is in a recording. So we played with it just to see how it would look. And that gives you plenty of time in the event that you need to kill it. I mean, frankly, the switch will be used most frequently when there's a transition from a regular meeting to something that's confidential, such as executive session. It would be, you'd end the clerk would end the feed, the kill switch would be hit. It's there again, sort of a safeguard. And, you know, the other best practice that we use is simply for the clerk who's going to be in something like an executive session. Well, you know, we normally take a short break between a meeting and an executive session to simply go on the website and see if it's being broadcast. That's something that we've done at IDA meetings also, just to, once you have your eyes on it and you know, you can see for yourself it's not broadcast and you know that it's been hit.
Okay, thank you.
I'm sorry. I didn't get most of that. It just came through. Not very just couldn't get what was said there. So I did read the report, and it did, I understand the 15 to 20 second delay, but other than that, I couldn't understand too much what was said. If I may ask another question.
Yes, Chuck, okay? Go ahead.
Okay. Is it the intent to allow citizens to come into our public section to do anything or say anything during the public speaking? So, for instance, I have seen recordings of other municipalities have done this, and people have actually come in and used their time to perform a song. Is that the intent also?
I can try to answer this. Can you hear me, Legislator Sweet?
Yes, better now. Thank you.
Okay. You know, with this, we talked about, as a committee, we talked about whether or not to make changes to the rules, and specifically we had discussions about public comment, but ultimately did not feel that any changes to our rules were necessary. And one of the discussion points, you know, other committee members could weigh in on this, one of the discussion points is that we've actually had a test period of roughly 18 months where our meetings have been live streamed. Our public comment period is fairly open, where citizens from the community can come in and speak on any topic for up to 5 minutes. So we've had an 18-month window where it's been broadcast, and we haven't seen that sort of play. So we erred on the side of not recommending any changes to our rules in regard.
Well, if I may, I agree that for the last 18, 19 months, that's very true. And I don't disagree with that, but I'm looking at the future. Just that I've seen this happen in other places, I'm just wondering, is this going to be allowed? That if people want to come in and sing a song, and I'll go one step further. If a potential candidate for an office wants to come in and give a political advertisement, is that going to be allowed?
Thank you. I think you didn't. That gets into a much bigger area. So the way our rules are written right now, my understanding is that as they stand right now, someone could do that. People do have First Amendment rights. We have loose rules. So the question is that you ask whether or not the live streaming of meetings would encourage that behavior. We haven't seen it to date. And but that's really begging a much, in my opinion, and if others might feel differently, but it's begging a much more involved question.
I was just going to add, this is Rodney, that would be the general rule for public comment, and it would actually be wouldn't matter about the live streaming. That would be a rule that would be made by the legislature just regarding public comment periods. And I think that there is latitude with the chairman right now as far as public comment goes to decide if something's inappropriate or shouldn't be done. But that's certainly something that could be looked at if it is abused. But that would be for public comment currently, too, as far as if people abused it. I don't see that as, I mean, maybe this would encourage more of that if people saw it like that, but I think it would be the overall rules of public comment, regardless of live streaming.
If one other question, if I may. This is a policy that's going to be voted on by the legislature, so that means that if the legislature now or into the future finds that this isn't working, particularly into the future, that legislature can vote to discontinue. Would that be, that's a question for the attorney.
Tom, this is the attorney. That is correct. That because it's a policy, it's the legislature's determination. The circumstances under which and all of the particulars that are in the policy, including whether we even allow it. The open meetings law does not require live stream at this time for these types of meetings, unlike it does for the IDA. So it's a legislative body determination.
Thank you. Chairman Water, I think I'm done with my questions. Thanks for the time.
You're more than welcome, Mr. Sweet. Is there anyone else that would like to comment or ask questions? Okay, I think it was a great discussion. Clerk, will you please call the roll?
Mr. Sweet?
Aye.
Mr. Hyland?
Aye.
Mr. Briggs?
Aye.
Mr. McCarthy?
Aye.
Mrs. Woodard?
Aye. Resolution has been carried. Is there any old business? Any new business? Move to adjourn.
Sweet.
McCarthy.
We are adjourned. Thank you all.
Thank you, Mrs. Woodard. At this time, I'll turn the meeting over to Mr. Chalk to call to order the Personnel Committee meeting. Mr. Chalk.
Thank you, Chairman Manchester. We will call the Personnel Committee meeting to order under communications. We have our monthly personnel report. Does anyone have any questions on that report? Thank you, Mr. Azzarelli. And under communications, the final report and draft policy of the legislature live streaming advisory committee. I think we addressed this pretty thoroughly, but does anyone have any additional questions or comments on this? Hearing none, we'll move on to resolutions, motions, and notices.
Mr. Chair, if I could back up, Legislator Hyland sent a, regarding the monthly personnel report, he sent a question to Mr. Azzarelli and copied me. Mr. Azzarelli, were you able to determine an answer for Mr. Hyland regarding the monthly personnel report for June 2020 and the 16 terminations?
Yes, sir. I was told that that did include everyone, and I will double check on that tomorrow and send it out.
Okay. Very good. Thank you. Thank you, Mr.
Okay. We'll move on to resolutions, motions, and notices, and if there are no objections, we will combine all seven. Hearing none, I'll read all seven. Number one, resolution confirming appointment of fair housing officer on behalf of the Chemung County Planning Department. Number two, resolution recreating positions as contained in the staffing plan for the Chemung County Department of Health, Home Health Agency. Number three, resolution recreating IT Specialist 2 position on behalf of the Chemung County Department of Information Technology Programming. Number four, resolution recreating IT specialist position on behalf of the Chemung County Department of Information Technology, Help Desk Clerical. Number five, resolution recreating IT specialist position on behalf of the Chemung County Department of Information Technology, Help Desk Clerical. Number six, resolution recreating IT Specialist 3 position on behalf of the Chemung County Department of Information Technology Network. And number seven, resolution creating full-time assistant district attorney position on behalf of the Chemung County District Attorney. Are there any questions or comments on any of those seven?
Yes, Chairman Chalk, this is Legislator Buren. And resolution number one.
I'm sorry. Before we move on, could I have a motion, please, for that, for all seven?
Smith.
And a second.
Drake.
Okay, thank you. I'm sorry, Legislator Buren. Go right ahead.
Thank you. And resolution number one, the attachment to that, the resolution itself, is the resolution appointing Scott Shaw back whenever that was done. I can't remember the number on it. And is, was that a meant to be a sample resolution?
I believe that's correct.
Okay, yeah. Thank you.
I believe so also. Are there any other questions or comments? Hearing none, will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Patrick?
Aye.
Mr. Sweet?
Aye.
Mr. Hyland?
Aye.
Mrs. Sunsire?
Aye.
Mr. Drake?
Aye.
Mr. Smith?
Aye.
Mr. Chalk?
Aye. Thank you. Any old business? Any new business? Hey, we have a motion to adjourn, please.
Hyland.
We stand adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you, everyone. We'll see you next week. Be safe. Good night.
Be safe.